You're listening to David Matto Radio.
Welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
Hey, it's Dr. D the V. Welcome back to another episode of the David Matto Lifestyle Show. It's the show where I help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. I appreciate you being here with me. By the way, before we get started, I want to thank you so much. I've got so many people reaching out to me asking me how my mom is doing after last episode. If you missed last episode, I told you that about a week ago or so, I took her to the emergency room in the hospital. She called me in the morning and said she's been having chest pain and shortness of breath for about 2 weeks. Yeah, she waited 2 weeks to call me and tell me that. So I took her over there. They admitted her, did a lot of tests, and they didn't find anything. Fortunately, they couldn't find any definite reason for the chest pain and shortness of breath. So they released her, told her she's got to lose some weight, not work as hard maybe, relax a little bit more. And still going to be continuing some tests, but I think she's fine. God bless her. So thank you so much for the outreaching of love and concern and things like that. It's greatly appreciated. I will keep you informed if there's any change in her health. You know, it's tough having parents that are aging. My dad's going to be 88 in a few months, and my mom is, what's she going to be? She's going to be, let's see, she was born in 34. She's going to be, I don't know, what does that make it? Probably 83, something like that. So, you know, it's tough that just, you know, things just happen, and it's stressful for the kids. So, thanks again. Thanks so much for your love. I appreciate that. I'm in my home gym right now, getting ready to actually go outside. Of course, you know, I've talked to you very often about the Magic Four, getting out there and running or walking, just covering, really just walking, 4 miles every day. If you can do that, it makes a tremendous difference in your body, in your health, in your physical, the way you feel physically, in your psyche, all kind of things. And I've talked to so many of you that are doing this Magic Four every day. But I want to stress that it's not just walking that's going to keep you healthy, but I've got a little home gym here. And when I say home gym, I use the word really, really loosely, because there are just some things I do also around the house. You do not have to belong to a gym, and you don't have to pay any kind of membership fee. But I'll just kind of share with you again the things that I do in my home to stay healthy besides walking or running. And so what those are, no order at all, just kind of as I think of them. I like squats, free squats generally, which means I'm not holding any weights. And what I'm doing, I'm just standing up. And as I stand up, I go ahead and lower myself, bend my knees and lower myself to the floor. You can look up squats if you're not sure what they are. Just look it up. Just Google squats. They're actually, it's a great exercise. I do several sets of those. Maybe think about doing a set of 10 or a set of 15 every so often during the day. It really does help quite a bit. Squats are great. I've got some little dumbbells here. I'm going to pick one of them up for you. It's about a 15 pounder. I've got a whole bunch of different, but a 15 pounder, I will do curls with the dumbbells, and I'll do shoulder presses. All kind of things you can do with these. And again, they don't cost a whole lot, and just keep them in a spare bedroom or something in your house and go over there, pick them up when you can, and just do some different types of exercise. Curls, presses, shoulder. You can work out shoulders. You can do rows. Since this is an audio podcast, I can't really show you exactly what I'm doing, but I can kind of describe it, and it makes it kind of easy, fairly easy for you to understand. Be creative. You can do pretty much anything you want. I love push-ups. Getting down on the floor, it doesn't cost you any money. It doesn't cost you a dime. You don't have to go to the gym to do it. But push-ups have been in my repertoire for quite some time. You feel good after doing sets of push-ups. And how many should you do? It depends. It depends what level you're at right now. I don't want to tell you how many to do, but I think your goal should be to do several sets per day if you can, or skip a day or two just to let your muscles rest. And just try to increase the number of repetitions per set as you can. Push-ups are a great exercise. As I've told you before, I've got a chin-up bar, a pull-up bar that just sits in my closet door. I got it at like a pharmacy, like a Rite Aid or something around here years ago. It's one of the best investments I've ever made, for like $20 or something like that. I don't know, $15, $20, $25. It's really strong. It's really sturdy. And pull-ups are a difficult exercise if you do them properly, that is hands out, hands facing out, not in, but hands facing out. See how many you can do. Start from just totally hanging and see if you can pull yourself up even one time. And as you do that, try to increase that to two and then to three. You'll see some definite changes in your body when you're able to start doing pull-ups. I do crunches. I've got a little crunch bench here. It's kind of, what do you call it? It's kind of like inverted. So when I'm doing crunches, a lot of times I'm kind of, my head is lower. It locks my feet in it. My head is lower than my feet. So kind of think of that as kind of like down on a slant. It becomes a little bit more difficult to do crunches that way, but that's kind of the way I'm used to doing them. But when I'm traveling or somewhere else, I can certainly lay down on a nice comfortable floor or on a yoga mat and do regular crunches that way. Very, very, very important exercise for your abs. Let's see, what else do I have here? What do I do? I've got a little, I've got an abs wheel, which I use sometimes. I don't use it all that often, but when I use it, I feel really, really good. The abs wheel works well. You can actually just go online and find one of those things. I recommend them just to have kind of in your arsenal, in your home, because it's something, I like to change things up a lot. If I'm doing the same exercise all the time, it just becomes a little routine and monotonous, and you just kind of get bored with it. So I just like to kind of change things up. And one of the things I do, and I'm going to be doing this today on my walk slash run, I'm going to combine a walk and a run today. I'll probably go, I'm thinking probably about 5 to 6 miles today, something like that. And I'm going in between walking and running. I'm going to also do some squats outside. I might get down, if there's a comfortable area, I might get down on the ground and do some push-ups while I'm out there. Again, just switch things up. There's no right, there's no wrong. Be creative. Have fun in what you're doing. I'm going to be running in the Beta Breakers. What is that? It's a 12K. Beta Breakers 12K. Next month in May in San Francisco. And I just got to make sure I'm in, you know, the winter doing all the skiing, I'm not necessarily in good running shape, because it depends on the season, depends on what I'm doing. But I'm going to be out there today running and walking and getting in shape for the 12K, which, by the way, 12K is about, what is it, about 7.3 miles. And not only do we run slash walk the race through beautiful San Francisco in costumes, yeah, we do it in costumes along with everybody else, but we also walk back to the finish. So that day is at least walking around, it's at least 14 to 15 miles of pure fun in San Francisco. So if you're going to be in the area, let me know. Maybe we can just catch up during the race. There's literally probably like 100,000 people on the road, on the roads of San Francisco doing this. It's an incredible day. And I know I've talked to you quite a bit about it in the past, but it's something we started probably about, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago or so, just to try this race. And we got hooked and we loved it so much. And it does help that my son and daughter-in-law live in San Fran. And so it's kind of like an excuse to go every year to just have some fun, exercise, see my son, see my daughter-in-law, and eat some good vegan food, of course. And but get out there and do things. That's what we love to do. You know, getting out on the trail in the woods and hiking, running a trail, walking a trail, putting a backpack on. When you put a backpack on a trail, let me tell you something, it takes your hike to a totally different level. I've talked to you in the past also about, I've done some backpacking that's been anywhere from 2 to 3 to 7 days long. And when you're backpacking for 7 days, and when you've got to carry like all the stuff you need for 7 days, basically, on your back, you know, that thing weighs, it could weigh 40-some pounds. And talk about a workout. How about if you have a backpack around your neighborhood and just load it up with a bag of sand? I'm looking at, in my home gym here, I've got an actual bag of sand here that Yoko and I use for training purposes. Let's see, it is, how many pounds? I'm picking this thing up. This thing has got to be every bit of... it's got to be every bit of 30 pounds, I'm guessing. I'm just picking it up and estimating. And when you put this in a backpack and walk around, you start to notice some tremendous differences in your body really, really quickly. One thing I noticed when you backpack with heavy weight is your abs have to get very strong, because you know your abs are kind of the core of your body, and they're balancing everything. And your abs get strong and thin really, really quickly. So if you want a good abs workout, believe it or not, yeah, backpacking is. It really is. When's the last time you saw a backpacker that looked pregnant? No, most backpackers have pretty you know, pretty thin stomachs. They don't have big stomachs. So that's just a little tip for you there. And you know, it's funny. I wasn't sure where this episode would go today. I was actually going to talk a little bit more about something else, but since I'm standing in my home gym, looking around, and I always want to try to help you live the life that I live. I give you the tips that I do. You know, I figure things out over many, many, many years. It's always a work in progress. But if I could just share with you the things that I do, and then you go ahead and pick and choose. You know, maybe you don't like any of the things I taught you today. I don't know. But if you just pick and choose some here and there, you're going to have, I'm telling you, your life is going to be really good. I'm also looking in my home gym here. And my home gym is just a spare bedroom, actually. But I'm looking at, we got a treadmill. We don't use it a whole lot, only to train maybe in bad weather. But I've got something that I'm going to suggest that you check out or try. It's called a vision board. And it looks like a thick piece of black board that you get at the office supply store. And then what I did, I started this a few years back. I just started cutting things out of magazines that I wanted to see take place in my life. So for example, I'll share one or two with you on here. I've got a picture of a man who is definitely a lot younger than I am. Now, I know I can't get younger, but the reason I cut him out and put him on my vision board is because he's got some really, really strong-looking abs. And that's been a goal of mine, have like abs that just really look good and are strong. So I put that on my vision board. I've actually got something that says, be kind. So when I look at my vision board every day, I'm reminded, just be kind. You never know what somebody else's story might be. Somebody that's acting like a jerk to you, you know, maybe you never know what's going on in their life, and give people a break. Just be kind to them. I put something on about I've got a scale, picture of a scale with my ideal weight. Now I'm a few pounds over that ideal weight right now, but I'm working to get down to it. I've got some guy skiing over a bunch of moguls. I love skiing, and I love skiing moguls. And I over the past few years, I've tried to get better and better and better at skiing moguls. Those are, in case you're not a skier, those are the bumps, the big bumps in the snow, which can be difficult and intimidating if you don't know how to ski them. But vision boards are great. They really do help. It's very similar to writing down your goals and reading them every day, except instead of writing them down, you're looking at a vision of a goal, which really does help a lot. So yeah, that's a little bit of a tour through my home gym and what I recommend you doing to keep your body in the best shape ever. Again, it's not just physical. It's a lot of it is so much mental and psyche. And when you work out and exercise and move your body, your brain is gonna it's gonna feel better in so many ways. So that's kind of my little tip for today. I'm gonna leave you with this: get out and do something. Just enjoy the day. Enjoy movement. I'm gonna try to talk to you fairly soon about the law of attraction too, because I did a little Facebook video yesterday on it, which has gotten a lot of views. And I'll just leave you with this about the law of attraction. I used to think that I had to be friends with everybody. Like everybody that came into my life, I had to be friendly and close with them. And if we weren't good friends, something was wrong with me. I've learned over the years, especially over the last year when I did my podcast, when I did my episode on getting rid of the MFs in your life. And again, they're not MFs. I just use that terminology. But as soon as I was able to clear out some of the people that I just was not in alignment with, it makes room for more people that are aligned with me, and life has never been better as far as that goes. So I just want to leave you with this. Don't feel you need to keep somebody in your life if you don't feel the vibration, the positive vibration, the vibrating on the same frequency. We've talked about this before. Don't feel you need to keep them. Now, don't wish them any harm. Just release them to the universe. It will make room for so many more great people that are vibrating with you on your frequency. Trust me, it works. I've been doing this. There's nothing like it. I'll maybe do an entire episode on this because it is really, really powerful stuff. But until next time, I'm going to get out and do a beautiful walk run right now. So until next time, I'm Dr. Dave. And yeah, I love you. See you later.
Thanks for listening to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.